I'm Mark Simmet on IPR's Studio One, and the 8035 Festival is coming once again this summer in downtown Des Moines at Western Gateway Park. Friday and Saturday, July 6th and 7th are the dates this year. It's the 11th annual festival. It's a nonprofit music festival. And the announcement today of some of the acts that will be appearing of the more than 50 that ultimately will be taking the three stages at 8035 coming up in July. Amadeo Rossi, project manager for 8035 Festival, and also Jaron Hart, the Des Moines Music Coalition executive director, joining us to make the big announcement. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, and it's always exciting to find out who is going to be playing at the 8035 Festival in July. Yeah, a few months away, but something for us to definitely look forward to. So tell us, who are the headliners this year?
Headlining this year, we have Kesha, Fantagram, Courtney Barnett, Atmosphere, and Car Seat Headrest.
All right. That's a nice lineup of artists right there. Let's start with Kesha. Now, it's the third album for Kesha. She made a big splash at the Grammy Awards this year. In fact, a lot of people would say the highlight of the Grammys was her performance of the song Praying. That's a good get, Kesha.
Yeah, Kesha is probably the best known act, one of them that we've had, you know, since we started this festival. And we really tried to kind of go into more of that pop culture and try to draw some more people down here. So it's extremely exciting to get somebody like her and somebody that she's kind of reinvented herself and become more relevant. So
it's been really fun watching her evolution as an artist over the years. You know, she was signed to Kemosabe Records in 2005 when she was just 18. Saw her first success in 2009 when she was featured in Flo Rida's number one single, Right Round. And, you know, now, you know, delivering a powerful performance at the Grammys. You know, it's been really interesting to watch her evolve and come into her own as an artist and songwriter.
Downtown tonight, I saw an old friend, someone who I used to take comfort from long before I met you. I caught a spark in his eyes, a forgotten desire. With a word or a touch, I could have rekindled that fire.
So Kesha is one of the headliners, and the other headliner is the duo Fantagram. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, well, Fantagram, you know, as an act, as somebody we've been tracking for a few years, they've headlined some of the major festivals out there, you know, Coachella, Lollapalooza, Austin City Limits. So we're excited to have, it's kind of a dancey duo. You know, she plays kind of keys and he plays guitar, but it's kind of an electro act, and they're very good at night, so we're really excited to close out one of the nights with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exciting Fantagram. And I imagine they have a great stage show as well.
Yeah, they're definitely, if people were at last year's show, MGMT, we're definitely going to have a big wall for them. So they'll have like, you know, a big programmed video experience that'll be part of it. You know, they're just one of those acts that is exciting to see and fun, and they're definitely going to be you know, a highlight. I know they're a headliner, but to bring somebody of their level, you know, it's hard to draw these acts in the current state of Des Moines and Iowa. So it's going to be great to have them.
Courtney Barnett is certainly a rising star, and you know, the kind of music that we deal with on Studio One, you know, indie music. She is really an up-and-coming figure in that indie world, and she's got a new album coming out, which will be out by the time 8035 rolls around. What can you say about Courtney Barnett?
Yeah, I mean, Courtney Barnett is really blowing up, especially on the indie scene right now. She just recently ended a tour with Kurt Vile, is that that's correct? And we'll be starting her solo tour soon to promote her new album.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if people don't know, you know, Courtney's Australian, but I think she's one of the indie darlings, you know. So there's such a, she's brings out all sort of legit. Everybody, you know, loves her, and, you know, particularly in the indie world. And, you know, it's going to be exciting, you're right, to have this new album out and have that lead up to the event. That helps gain you know, something for the festival.
And another artist appearing, Minneapolis hip-hop artists Atmosphere, for representing, I suppose, hip-hop. And it seems like you you like to have one or two acts from Minneapolis at the festival, so you're kind of covering a couple of bases there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Atmosphere is, they played once in 2012, I believe. So it's you know, a little bit of boomerang, and he's been around a little bit here, which is, you know, for us, we're always trying to bring new stuff. You know, Fantagram and Kesha and Courtney are all new. But, you know, he has the label up in Minneapolis, the Rhymesayers, that's been influential in that area and in hip-hop and in, you know, just kind of the quality hip-hop, which, you know, may be a little bit different from other things. So it's, you know, he's a leader in that arena. So we're excited to have, you know, him back.
The door's open, my left foot sitting on the driveway. You looking at me sideways, you trying to predict what I might say. But my mind ain't here now, I'm thinking about the highway. Gone with the gust, sing songs for the bombs that fall in the dusk. We all want a little too much, trying to clutch anything close enough to touch. And if I had the means, I would never be the mascot of y'all team. Y'all judging trials, I'm shoveling miles. Wanna go home and try to grow a couple of smiles. So I shift to the capital N. It happened before and it'll happen again. Roll backwards into the street. Now talk amongst yourselves, but try to keep it on beat. I got at least 10 minutes to live. You're not a thief, just simulative. There's no need to be a difficult fittest. You can see you ain't the only one considering getting it in. Claim that you ain't afraid to die, then why are you afraid to fly? You better face the heights, get your bravery stripes, or get your name denied, cause you was waiting for a safer ride. God bless, I set up the bricks, step through the mess, didn't wreck the kicks. Dreamt that I leapt off the edge of the cliff, came back, said the bodies up in heaven were thick. Changing lanes and rearranging life, I ain't trying to chase a trail of taillights. Manage pain to get the placement right, stand up straight when you say goodnight.
And the fifth artist being announced today, Car Seat Headrest, also on the indie side of things. And Car Seat Headrest, I know, has quite a following. Again, kind of an up-and-coming artist, making first appearance at 8035, right?
Correct. And they're just going to be a fun, straightforward, you know, indie rock band.
Yeah, I'd say the act is one thing that's exciting is his first album, you know, really took some traction in that world, and you know, people were listening to the whole album. And the new one, I think if it isn't out, there's one due out. It's an act that, you know, we love to bring to Des Moines because it's so hard for us to get, once again, you know, a rising sort of act, and, you know, bring that kind of hot indie darling sort of sound here. But it's going to be, you know, that straightforward rock band.
Something for everybody then at 8035.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit for everybody. And I think that people have, you know, a variety of tastes. You know, there's a lot of people that grew up in the hip-hop world, you know, particularly we're in an urban area. And so it makes sense to fundamentally always have something that's hip-hop. And then, you know, the indie acts. And, you know, this time we're kind of, you know, leaning on this pop act, Kesha, and to see how she kind of, you know, brings the hooks in. And you know, we're hopeful that this is going to be a really big year, and we're working on a lot of exciting stuff. You know, one thing that we haven't mentioned is, you know, we did work hard to kind of gender balance the lineup a little bit from a standpoint of targeting very good female acts and being able to bring them in. So, you know, we're really excited about, you know, following up on that.
And the second wave of artists to be announced in early spring, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we haven't quite decided how we'd come out. We're out about 30 days earlier than we've been in the past. So we may make an announcement of a group of artists at some point, and then we'll make a bigger announcement, you know, and show which days they're going to be playing on before the schedule comes out. Currently, we're just selling VIP and two-day tickets. They're at MidwestTix.com, we'll be expanding that to single-day tickets, but closer to probably to the 1st of May or so.
Okay, that's good to know. And if you need more information about 8035, you can find that at 80-35.com. And again, the 8035 Festival, 11th annual. It'll be July 6th and 7th, downtown Des Moines, Western Gateway Park. Always a great time. Check it out. I'm Mark Simmet, and thanks to Amadeo Rossi, Project Manager for 8035, and Jaron Hart, Des Moines Music Coalition Executive Director. Thank you.
Right, thanks, Mark.